This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. Brian Berkowitz here from New York.
And Rich Baum from beautiful Sacramento, California.
What's going on, Rich? We're here for our rare daytime podcast recording.
Well, we're doing a daytime and it's just nice and cool here now, but West Coast of California has been on fire and not literally, but it's been hot in Oregon and it's just been crazy, the weather out here. But
when does that usually
happen? Shoots are fun.
That's usually like August, September time, all those fires you guys get out there.
Yeah, we haven't had an incredible fire season yet, but it's been really hot and that's normal, you know. But I don't feel bad because I know I have friends in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was 120 there or something.
I'm going to Phoenix in August. Shoot me now.
What are you doing in Phoenix?
Believe it or not, I voluntarily chose to go to Phoenix with my family for vacation in the middle of August.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Grand Canyon's been on my bucket list for a long time. Hmm. So we're going out to Phoenix, Sedona. We're going out to Phoenix, Sedona, and the Grand Canyon. So yeah. It's
going
to be hot.
Well, we see you. You're going to Phoenix and then you're going to be going to Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to what's that? Say that again.
You're going to Vegas in November too.
So I'm going to Vegas in November twice.
Twice?
Twice. My brother's getting married in Vegas a couple of weeks before the conference.
Oh, man.
Oh, man is right. And
frequent flyer miles, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. And I'm going to hopefully, not confirmed yet. I haven't booked my flight, but I hopefully will be in Vegas for the conference. Come in November. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. I saw the roster was announced. All the speakers were announced. The presenters for the streaming library were announced. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to be having a streaming library presentation. So it's going to be exciting. Yeah,
great. Awesome. Fantastic. It'll be a good time. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but it's going to be a good time.
All right. Well, you will be missed.
So, before we get going, I'd like to do our little spiel for HD Photo Hub. Great company. We like them. Provide your clients with the convenience of online ordering and scheduling with HD Photo Hub's new smart scheduling system built specifically for real estate photography businesses. And with HD Photo Hub, you'll save precious admin time with an all-in-one system to deliver your images, videos, 3D scans, and property marketing kits, along with built-in client invoicing, order management, photographer payroll, and so much more. Check out hdphotohub.com to find more. That's hdphotohub.com. And with that said, what do we have going on today?
We're back to an Ask the Guys question. So it's been a while. We've I think only had one prior Ask the Guys release this season, which is a good thing. We're getting some good guests on and we still have some good guests coming up. I think we're going to try to get a lot of or some of the PFRE guests or speakers in the next coming weeks to talk about what they do in their presentations for the ones that people aren't as familiar with. Obviously that, you know, the bigger guys have been on our podcast many times before, but some of these newer people will try to get on as well. But let's go ahead before we get off on another tangent and let's play this question. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Alec from DMV Imagery, located in the Washington, D.C. metro area. I would like to know how people are managing referring work to other real estate photographers. How much is their referral percentage?
All right, Alec. Well, nice and short and to the point. Cool. So I know, Rich, you and I were talking about this a little bit before, and we're both kind of on the same level where, you know, I don't really take referral fees or give referral fees. I mean, there have been circumstances where I have, and we'll get into that, but what about you? You give refer if someone, let's say somebody's busy, or let's say, you know, you're out of town. I know you go away for a couple months at a time now, and you know your client calls you and you refer to another photographer. Do they give you something back, or do you expect something back?
Personally, no, I don't charge referral fees to somebody because I almost look at it as like they're doing me a favor. If And maybe it's because also these are usually standard real estate shoots, although they can be pretty big real estate shoots, but they're not like huge multi, you know, thousands of dollars of referrals. So it's not really that situation. And in the past, over the years, I have asked for a fee, but you know, it's almost to me, it wasn't worth it because let's say the guy does guy or girl does, you know, a shoot for $250. I mean, what am I going to get? 10% fee, $25. I'd rather just let them have it. And it works the other way around too, you know, that they will call me and I look at the reward as getting, I don't want to look at it as possibly getting a new client because I have a really big thing with, I do never poach anybody's clients. And this is something I want to reach out to everybody out there. Do not ever even give them your card or, I mean, unless the agent asks or something, but do not proactively try and gain any client that somebody has referred to you because that's like a knife in the back. But as far as referral fees, I just don't think it's something I would do in the general real estate frame of mind. If it were something like I was going to give somebody a big, big job that could be worth $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000, I might say, listen, you know, let's figure something out here. But in a really short answer, no, I don't really believe in charging referral fees.
Yeah, so I mean, I sort of agree, especially in the real estate photography frame of mind, because like you said, the rates are so low to begin with. I mean, what are you going to give somebody 20% of your $150, $200 invoice and, you know, you're coming away with no money. That being said, it's a little bit different when they're bigger jobs. And I also think there's a difference between other real estate photographers or colleagues. You know, for instance, you know, if I had to refer another real estate photographer the work, which I started doing now because I don't shoot as much residential, I'm not expecting anything back. These are people that are calling me. They're asking me to do work that I either don't do, don't want to do, or don't have the time to do. So I'm just, you know, for the sake of being a good humanitarian, saying here, go, here's somebody else who can do what you need. And I'm not expecting anything back. But there are always exceptions. You know, I had a referral last year from not a photographer, but from one of my commercial real estate agents who referred me to another real estate company, real estate commercial brokerage, who I ended up doing a 5-figure job for. So, and he didn't ask anything of me. He didn't ask for a referral fee. You know, he was doing the same thing. He's like, yeah, this guy needs some work. You know, we work with him here, take it. So at the end of the day, you know, I know this guy's a tequila drinker. I went out, I bought him a $300 bottle of tequila as a thank you. And it's not a fee, but it's
$300 bottle of tequila. Wow.
Well, he referred me a 5-figure job. You know,
I'm just talking about a $300 bottle of tequila. Where do you find that stuff?
I don't know. I went to the liquor store and I said, I need a good bottle of tequila. And okay. You know what? It was a good job. It was worth it. And it was worth me spending a couple of bucks on him because those small things go a long way. And I've since got a lot of work from him, you know, in general, but, mm-hmm. I think maybe a gift goes a little bit better than a referral fee.
Yeah.
You know, maybe an Amazon gift card.
Even a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Amazon gift card. Yeah. But when you're talking about such little monetary jobs, you know, $150, $250, $300, we don't have the margins in what we do to start giving away 10, 15, 20, 25%. We just don't have them. So you have to be a little more creative, I think. And if you feel like you want to give something or deserve something, or the other person deserves something, but buy them an Amazon gift card for $20, or like you said, go get a cup of coffee.
Look at it that way instead of a monetary referral fee.
And the same thing from the reverse side. I mean, I feel like if you refer a job to somebody else, don't expect something in return. And if someone happens to give you something, then great. You know, something in your, what are you doing with your chin over there? Looks like a wise old man.
I am an itch. I'm an unwise old man. I'm just an old guy. Nobody's going to see it because nobody watches our. Where can people see our video, our podcast live? I mean, not live, but on YouTube, right?
YouTube. So
tell people where we can find this.
YouTube.
Where can you find it?
Yeah, find it on YouTube.
But what are you searching for? Just go to YouTube and search for Shooting Spaces.
Yeah.
Is it on another platform also?
We have a channel. Not many people watch it or subscribe, but I guess we don't really push it. How do we push people to YouTube? You're the YouTube expert.
Well, we mention it. We mention it.
All right.
But
go watch us on YouTube, everyone, now.
Yeah. YouTube's like a ball, a rolling ball. It gains momentum. And I think timing is everything. And the only reason I have so many subscribers, I think, and I have so many views is because I started 7 years ago, 8 years ago. But now it's like I have a couple of people I know do a podcast, and I every so often just check their numbers, and it's like 50 views, 75 views. And it's just, you know, and I don't know how they could push that or get better, but I think it's just get out there and mention to people. We That's should do a whole is. Podcast on that.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're getting off on a tangent here, which is okay. But podcasts, I feel like, are a little stranger because most people listen to podcasts, especially real estate photographers in the car.
True.
Or while they're editing and stuff like that. So it's easier, you know, if you subscribe to us on like Apple Podcasts or whatever, you get an alert when a new episode releases, and it's easier to just click the notification and go watch rather than have to go to YouTube. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like even if people watching on YouTube, they might not necessarily be watching. They just have it on in the background anyway. So it's the same thing. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
But if you want to watch
our faces. But as far as referral fees, I think we answered the question.
Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, I put on this fancy t-shirt. I mean, I comb my hair, I brush my hair anyway. But I think that we answered his question. I don't think we both feel, maybe because we've been doing this so long, we have a bigger view of what's important. But I think it's kind of like karma. And I don't know if it's being a humanitarian to not charge it, but it is being a good guy and just being a stand-up person, I think.
Sorry, I overstepped with calling myself a humanitarian.
Well, you could say that. You know, I think of you in those terms. You know.
Anyway let me say a little quick word from iGUIDE. Are you looking to expand your real estate photography business, stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from the click of a button with a state-of-the-art iGUIDE camera system? Get your first 5 standard iGUIDEs up to 3,000 square feet free by adding the code Shooting Spaces in the referral section at camera purchase. Visit goiguide.com to learn more. So, Rich, what about our episode we had a couple of weeks ago with Jared Bauman? That was an awesome episode.
I thought it was really great. I think he's very intelligent, and he's very, I like the way he went about what we discussed, and didn't come off to me the wrong way. I just thought it was really good, very informative.
He wasn't too technical.
A humanitarian.
Well, he was at last year's conference. I didn't see him on the docket for this year, so I don't know if he's going to be there, but
I haven't even checked out the schedule for PFRE. I got to look.
Yeah, they just announced it. They announced it last night. And when we're here recording, I know this is going to release in a few weeks. But they just announced it, and tickets went on sale. So it's going to be exciting. But I think we should bring on more guests like that. Guests that can help people marketing their business versus just photographers. Because you know, we have photographers on all the time, and we always talk about the technical side of things and people's techniques and how they approach it, and you know, what f-stop they shoot at and this and that. But you know, we don't really focus too much on the marketing side of things and how to, you know, do things from an SEO standpoint or from an internet standpoint to get your website out there. And we should, I don't know who the best person to bring on is, but maybe bring someone on talking about outreach and outreach to new potential clients, new brokers, and the best way to approach that and stuff like that. So, I mean, I know we've mentioned it over the years. No,
that's a really tough one. And actually, I've recently been, sometimes as I'm driving, I'll see a sign for a realtor and I'm like, maybe I should reach out, because I certainly can always get more clients. But it's a really tough one. And then part of the tough one for us to offer our opinions and suggestions is because it varies in different locations. It varies in different ways. You know, it's like, what are you comfortable putting yourself out with? Are you going to cold call them? Are you going to email them? Are you going to walk in? All those kind of things. But I think we should. So let us.
Yeah. I also think it depends on how saturated your market is. And it's hard to know that for sure. Yeah. But, you know, I know for me in New York, if I just start cold calling real estate agents, they just hang up on me. I mean, like, don't waste my time. So, but I'm sure in smaller towns where there's only, you know, 3, 4, 5 real estate photographers in a small city, it's probably easier to get through to people and, you know, land some of these clients.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important. And I think business in general is something that's overlooked. Yeah. As you said, we can all talk about technical things and gear and equipment like that, but and certainly one thing I don't really spend a lot of time doing on my YouTube channel is business, because again, it's just not fair to offer opinions. I mean, it's not fair to offer really hard, concrete things saying you should do this and do that, because everybody's market's different. Every person's different.
Sure. But I think there's a difference saying this is what you should do versus saying this is what I do and it's worked for me. I'm not saying it's going to work for you. But if you want to follow the path that has worked for me, this is what I do. Something along those lines. Yeah. So
if you're out there listening and you think you have something to give in regards to suggestions and offering to help people gain more business, get new clients, please reach out to us, Brian or I, and we'd love to hear what you got and maybe come on as a guest on our podcast. There you go. We're taking submissions for future podcasts.
Sure.
I think we do that anyway, though. Brian, I've had several people contact me about doing podcasts. And if it's a good idea and if it's something that would interest me, I think it's definitely a valuable thing.
Yeah, so. I think, exactly. If you have a good idea, the most important thing is that we're going to sit here for whatever it is, 30 minutes, give or take, and offer value to people where they can sit and listen to us talk about not only the subject, but about nonsense, which we've been doing for the last 5 to 10 minutes. Talk about nonsense and then listen to us speak. So yeah, send us over. We have a couple of good people lined up. I was telling you about yesterday. So we're going to lock those up and round out this season.
We're going to have a few podcasts that are going to be dealing with PFRE. And for people that are not familiar with it, PFRE is Photography for Real Estate. And there's a website, photographyforrealestate.net, which actually you can get to now, which is nice for just going PFRE.net. It pushes you over to it.
Oh, does it?
The conference is when? November, what's the dates? The
November
conference?
18th and 19th. I'm looking at it now.
And let me tell you, it was a lot of fun last year. It's educational, but it's entertaining, and to hang out with 300 of like-minded people. And as I always tell people, they're like, what's your YouTube channel on? What's your podcast? I go, real estate photography. And I go, yes, it is a thing. And as all of you out there know, if you're listening to us, you're kind of a geek with real estate photography, but it's a great place to hang out and have cocktails with 300 of your fellow geeks. And really just meeting super nice people and super good time. And now that COVID's over, well, not by no means is it over, strike that. But it's going to be a good time. And I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was one of the best parts of the conference last time. I mean, obviously the presenters and the learning, but that, I forgot, whatever that first or second night where it was just that big party where everyone was just hanging out together, eating, drinking, playing music, dancing. Everyone just had a good time.
Raffle tickets. They gave away some really nice stuff.
Yeah. Well, we had Think Tank on board with us last year, giving away some stuff. We should reach out to them about giving away some prizes. Shall.
Think Tank is a great company and has some really great stuff. I own like $1 million in Think Tank gear just because it's the best, but this is not a promo for Think Tank.
No, so that's the gear I used to. I wouldn't say I own $1 million, but I own 2 camera cases. So, but they're awesome. I fly with them all the time. They're great for travel. They're a little heavy if you just go from your home to your car, to your home, to your car, to your back and forth, but they're great for travel. Their biggest airplane bag, I have like eight lenses, two bodies.
I sold one a couple of years ago. I had the
five-foot bag.
I had the really, really large one.
That's great for poles and stands.
It was too large. I got it when I was doing workshops. I was flying around and using it for large stands and things like that. But it just didn't fit into my repertoire because it was just so big and heavy. So, but you know, it's funny when you can't even check it on with anything in it because it's still over 50 pounds empty. You know, that's a losing proposition. By the way, what do you use as your day-to-day interiors real estate case? I use the Pelican 1510. What do you use?
For a camera case?
Yeah.
I use the Think Tank. Think Tank Airport Security. I use that all the time. It doesn't go anywhere. Mostly because
I have the airport security as well.
Yeah. It's a great case. It's the biggest allowable size to go on top on the overhead bins on an airplane. And now that I'm doing more and more travel, I needed that. And I don't want to be in a situation where every time I travel, I have to take all my shit out from here and put it in there and back and forth. So it's small enough that just to grab it, take it on the car with me. And you know, I've got my travel kit down pat now, because most of the time I'm traveling for 2 days. It's like a one overnight trip. So I have, you know, my camera case and then I have a backpack with my clothes and, you know, I'm not checking anything in. And it's pretty straightforward, but I love it.
Doesn't fit in some international cuddle jumpers, small planes. So I've been stopped once. I couldn't take it on.
Oh, really?
In Mexico. But it's generally great. And, you know, you should see me going down the aisle looking really cool. And I don't want it to seem like it's too heavy or whatever. So I go to lift it up and put it in the overhead. Man, I'm
not looking easy.
At these people. Oh, my God. Well, I have a friend whose daughter had a bag fall on her and it caused her terrible issues her whole life. Jeez. So I'm putting this thing and it's got to be 45 pounds and it is just not barely fitting in there. I'm pounding on it to get it up there, but I've done it so much.
It just fits in. And then I also, because I'm just carrying a backpack in my camera case. So I strap with Velcro my tripod to the side of the Think Tank camera case. It's like a little tripod pouch on the side.
Yeah.
So I take the head off the tripod head. I put the head in my camera case and I just have the actual legs. But when you get onto the airplane, it won't fit.
You have to take it off.
It won't fit down the aisle because the tripod on the side keeps bumping into the seats. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking down with like a tripod in one hand, but carrying my thing, bumping into everyone's legs, trying to get that thing overhead, but whatever. Sorry, guys. You know,
no, this is good stuff. I mean, just talking is fun because we all deal with this kind of stuff as photographers, you know, but we love it. Okay.
We do.
Well, listen, let me close out with a read from Photo Up. We all know that Photo Up is the leader in real estate photo editing, but did you know that they also offer video editing, virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, virtual assistants, and much more? Having all of your real estate marketing under one roof helps streamline your workflow so you can spend more time shooting spaces and less time behind your computer. Did you get that? Shooting spaces. Okay. Visit photoup.net/shooting spaces or click the Photo Up link on the Shooting Spaces website to receive a $100 discount on your first full month of Photo Up services. And make sure to mention Shooting Spaces when you sign up to receive 10 free credits and try any of the Photo Up services. That's photoup.net/shooting spaces. Check them out.
Cool. And with that, we are definitely running low on Ask the Guys questions. So people get those into us.
Oh yeah. Come on, guys. Help us out. We want to really have some good questions.
You know, those questions that everyone says, you and I all the time via Instagram or email, just shoot it over in a little recording. We'll be glad to get to those and answer those. So yes, go to shootingspacespodcast.com. We have our little widget there. Throw on a little question, 90 seconds, whatever you want to talk about, even if it's not photography related, maybe we'll talk about it. Why not? Let's expand our horizons, Rich. And And what else? Subscribe to make sure you get an email mm-hmm. every time we release a new episode every Tuesday when we are during our season. And that's it.
Yeah, but go to our website. We've got some great webinars. We have really good educational material. You know, it's a good time to explore and gain information. I think that everybody is really having fun with gear and getting in there and learning techniques and stuff, but you should certainly go out there and do some education on, you know, how to be a better photographer, how to be more streamlined, how to, as we talked about today, how to get more business, more clients and things like that. So anyway, wonderful. And thanks for joining us, everybody. And until next time, go out and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.